and they do this precession. And we'll learn later on that the this is very important, this precessional association, things come together rotatively like that. Now, I'm going to also then come back to something I did talk a little about yesterday, that the six edges of the tetrahedron as acting, the six represented one unit of quantum, these six vectors. And I made an experiment with my own personal body in relation to degrees of freedom. Being brought up in a good community, I had a good school, and I learned considerable about physics and so forth, chemistry. I was very intrigued by the concept of the interattractiveness of the masses and so forth. And I said, also as I got into navigation in the Navy, if I'm looking at something like the Pleiades or looking at Andromeda, it's approximately just one little point. But you learn that that's a whole constellation. You're looking at incredible numbers of stars. But they're so far away that they appear to be one star. And thinking about then mass interattraction, so what I said, if they're pulling me, I don't think each of those stars separately, a billion stars in there are pulling on me separately. They really would be, they're so far away that parallax sets in and they really, in fact, only one pull. We do have then in astronomy this phenomenon of parallax, and then it's continually operative where things do pair together. So I said, I wonder how many lines are pulling on me in the universe. Though it's pulling on our Earth a little more so, but how many are pulling on me, or even, say, pulling on our Earth? Are each one of those stars are pulling separately, or do they group up, possibly, into pulls? And due to the fact that they're non-simultaneous, possibly the interpullings do integrate in some extraordinary kind of timing way of coming from different periods of time. So I said, let me think about, I'm going to look at those stars, and I look out, can I see a hole in the stars, some place where it looked like if I accelerate, I might go out and get away from all the stars, and I go further and further away from all the stars, and they finally just get look like one. But there still would be mass interaction. So I would be very much as if like a ball on a string, like we call a tether ball. We have a mast and a string and a tennis ball on there, and you can hit it. And that ball can go all kinds of ways. But the one thing you can do is get away from the universe. So there's just one restraint on us. But you can find it could make all kinds of shapes, spheres, all kinds, describe anything else.